Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. It is Tiffy time. WWE SmackDown coming October 4th. Bridgestone Arena. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com or the Bridgestone Arena box office. And Miss Money in the Bank will be there. Tiffany Stratton joins us now on the Chasing Big Joe show. Tiffany, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. How excited are you to bring Tiffy time to Nashville on October 4th?
I am so excited. I have my pink cowboy hat ready, and I cannot wait.
So I feel like you would definitely fit on Broadway. Have you ever been to Nashville before? Have you ever done the Broadway scene?
I have not, but I've always wanted to go to Nashville and spend like a weekend there and do all the fun things that are in Nashville.
Well, I think you can definitely have some fun. So you will come in here as Miss Money in the Bank, and so everybody wants to know, you know, could we potentially see a cash in? I know Nia, your bestie's the champion, but what do you think we might see? When could we see you cash in that Money in the Bank?
Of course not. I would not do that to my queen Nia. She has a big match coming up at Bad Blood, so she needs to focus on that. I don't know why I would like add any extra pressure to her already overfilled schedule.
I'm talking to Tiffany Stratton coming to town next weekend. Big event happening at Bridgestone Arena. Tiffany, when you come here, I'd like for you to throw my co-host off the top rope. Could you do that for me?
I can definitely do that. And then I'll just do my moonsault onto them too.
Yes! Yeah, I'll be there cheering the whole time. Let me ask you this. I have a good friend of mine that was a professional wrestler on your level for many years, and he talked about going to the arena and getting on top of the turnstile and looking at the crowd, and I said, what was that like for you? And he said, there is no drug on this planet that could give me that feeling. And I ask you, when you walk into the arena and people are going crazy and you're up there doing that, what's that like for you?
I think he's right. There's really no other feeling that amounts to that. Performing in front of a live crowd is, I feel like, such an honor, and it's a privilege. And every time I go out there, I get goosebumps. So I'm super excited every time I'm out there in front of a crowd.
Well, what was the turning point where you wanted to do this? Was there a moment you're like watching it, like, I need to be a wrestler? What was it for you that was kind of your genesis to do this?
Yeah. So one night I was flipping through the channels and there was a Friday Night SmackDown being aired, and I saw Charlotte Flair and immediately was kind of drawn to her. She's blonde. She was athletic. I felt like she made me feel like I could do it too. And eventually I trained and I got a tryout, and here we are.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this. For if there are women out there, girls out there listening to this, like, you know what, maybe I want to do this. What's your advice to them? I know it's like, get out there and do it and get it done, but what would you tell them about going this route of becoming a wrestler?
Yeah, I definitely think find your nearest wrestling school, sign up for classes, and learn the basics and have a really good foundation before you step foot in a match or, you know, on the indie scene and anything like that.
We're talking to Miss Money in the Bank, Tiffany Stratton. She'll be here for SmackDown on October 4th at Bridgestone Arena. So we've kind of talked about why you got into this. What has this year been like, being on SmackDown, winning Money in the Bank, being aligned with Nia Jax? Like, what has your journey to this point been like for you?
I feel like it's happened so fast. I got called up last January after the Rumble, and I feel like it's just flown by. I've been up on the main roster for, I think, like 8 months now, 9 months, and it doesn't even feel like that. I'm going to different countries every single month. I'm on so many tours. It's truly been so amazing.
What's it like seeing this, you know, and you're kind of at the forefront of it, you know, being this next generation, but this Paul Levesque, Triple H era that everybody's talking about, what's it been like to be a part of that and see what he has been able to do?
It's been so rewarding. I even just love sitting back and watching Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown as a fan, just because I genuinely want to see where the storylines are going. Like, I'm so invested in this Liv and Rhea story. I think it's so awesome. I definitely think things are so popping for WWE right now.
You mentioned Charlotte Flair being an influence for you, so I imagine she might be an answer to this question. But who's somebody that, either from the past or present or whatever, that you haven't faced that,
You know, if there were a dream match, who would Tiffany Stratton want to face?
Obviously, I'm going to have to go with Charlotte Flair. She's kind of the reason why I got into wrestling. I definitely think our style of wrestling would match up very well. And I feel like a lot of people would want to see me versus her.
All right, Tiffany, you share the same birthday with my son, okay? He is a senior in high school.
No.
He's skipping homecoming to come see you guys next Friday night at Bridgestone Arena. So there's your motivation for next Friday when you come to town for all that. I mean, he is so excited to see all of y'all to do this. And I just love the excitement, Tiffany, on his face, and his buddies are all going to as well. So it's just great how you guys positively impact so many people by what you do.
Oh, I love that. I can't believe he's skipping homecoming for that, though. Wrestling is very important, so I don't blame him.
No, not at all. He's so excited for, every match. He's already planned it out. And it's not just him, Tiffany. It's a bunch of guys that are skipping that are going to do this just to show how important it is when you guys come to town that everybody wants to go down there and see what you guys are up to.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that.
Well, Tiffany, we're looking forward to seeing you all here Friday night or next Friday night, October 4th at Bridgestone Arena. Thanks so much for doing this, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Tiffany Stratton, I had to throw it in there. Tiffany Stratton, Miss Money in the Bank, joining us here on the program.
Right now, if you're, go ahead.
And by the way, thanks for volunteering me to get a moonsault.
I would love to see that. Is that like a margarita with salt?
No. She would get on the top rope backwards, do a backflip, and then land on.
Hold on, wait. Do what?
Yeah. Moonsault is you stand on the top turnbuckle.
Okay.
Facing the crowd.
All right.
Do a backflip and then land on the opponent.
I would love for her to do that to me. can we
who wouldn't?
Hey, Tiffany, this is Joe again. Will you do that to me, please? All right, thanks. See you next Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot that thing.
But what would be hilarious is if we get you signed up for it, and it's like, all right, Joe's laying there in the ring, and then, hey, we had a talent change, and here comes Bronson Reed, who's this 300-pound
and he lands not on my chest, but someplace else. Like, oh, God.
So, again, Ticketmaster.com, WWE.com, or Bridgestone Arena box office. And I think we're working on Tiffany and Nia Jax, her bestie, who's the WWE Women's Champion, may actually be in studio with us the day.
Okay.
The event. So we might have round two.
Look at you, so man. Mover and a shaker.
Something like that.
But moonsault.
Always enjoy the moonsault.
All right.
You ask your buddy Reno about a moonsault. I wonder if he did a moonsault. There wasn't as much of that during his era, but.
No, but he told me. He's like, I'm telling you, when I get on top of that turnstile. Or
turnbuckle.
The belt buckle, whatever. Turnbuckle. Andre Dillard. When I'm on top of the belt buckle, he goes, and the crowd's going crazy because there's no drug on the planet that gets you that high. And I was like, oh, that's awesome.
That's what that's what everybody has always said of, like, the first time you pull that curtain back and you walk out and you see the fans and it's just like.
You're changed.
Goosebumps.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I will say, like, not on this level, obviously, but I had the opportunity a few years ago with Impact Wrestling to be a guest ring announcer for a match.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm backstage. Ricky was with me. We're backstage. And, like, here's guys I grew up watching that, you know, Lance Storm, Tommy Dreamer, the OC. There were several others that were Eric Young, who lives here in Nashville, you know, our buddy. He was back there, and it was just like, I'm backstage at a wrestling
match. Right.
And then they're like, okay, you're going to walk out and sit ringside, or you're going to go in the ring and do the announcement. And Dave Penzer was the ring announcer, who I grew up watching in WCW, and he's, like, telling me what to do. And I got to walk out and walk down the ramp, and I'm like, this is so freaking cool.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
And it obviously wasn't the same level as WWE, but it was still really, really cool. And stand in that ring and – you know, go through the ropes for the first time. I was like, I just don't want to rack myself.
Like, you're like a modern day Lance Russell, man. I love that.
Something.
And because there's no Hulk Hogan or a Macho Man, you know, with the big, huge names, wrestling is as popular now as it's ever been. I'm telling you, from the level, from my kid, from my son and all of his buddies, I mean, they are massively popular. And because there's no Hulk Hogan, you know, the iconic names out there, does not take away from how popular this is around the country, around the world.
Bradford said, what?
Go ahead and read Bradford.
She sounds hot. AF. She is.
Yeah,
I'll give her that.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so WWE SmackDown coming next week. Looking forward to that.
Joey from Bellevue says, my son's mom is James Storm's cousin.
Oh, wow. That's cool. James Storm is a local guy here, too. He's the one that had the phrase, sorry about your damn luck, which I always like that. So very, very cool. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.